Thank you. Thank you, Chair, for the floor. Through you, Chair, this delegation's appreciation and thanks also goes to the Chair of the MX2. Under your distinguished chairmanship, we had thorough discussions and various proposals made, which this delegation welcomes. We hope that state parties will continue to work together in a cooperative manner to produce concrete outcomes at the 9th Review Conference. Above all, Japan welcomes the many proposals submitted by various state parties on strengthening the process to review the development of science and technology. Broad support for this initiative has emerged, and Japan will actively participate in the discussion and support its adoption at the 9th Review Conference. As our expert pointed out at the MX this year, awareness raising and education about the dual use risks of emerging life science technologies are of critical importance. As some state parties suggested, the incorporation of the convention's provisions, as well as biosafety and biosecurity-related topics into university curricula is a step forward. In addition, we re-emphasize the importance of raising awareness among the general public in order to increase understanding about the benefits and risks of emerging technologies. Japan will continue to share our outreach approaches and encourage others to do the same. With regard to the model code of conduct for biological scientists, we'd like to re-emphasize also the importance of its voluntary nature. As long as it is clearly understood by all state parties that such code of conduct is aspirational in nature and respects the discretion of each country, Japan is ready to support this proposal. We sincerely hope that further discussion on the proposal made by distinguished colleagues of China and Pakistan will lead to a concrete outcome at the 9th Review Conference. I thank you, Mr. Chair.